whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
A lot of stuff to go over from last night, guys. Stuff in the NBA, including the announcement that Donovan Mitchell will be named an All-Star for the sixth time in his career.
Hang on a second here. Real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's my coffee, Baskin?
Are you serious? You're just going to stop him to hear your coffee? What do I look like, your coffee?
Well, after the
adventure we just witnessed.
That was
why I was just saying, I don't normally make coffee in here. I normally stop by.
That is very apparent to everybody in the room.
There is an amazing tiny little coffee shop across the street. Have you guys ever been over there?
No, because it's not open at 4:45 or 5:00.
I'm just saying, if you want to get a cup of coffee after work, you should pop over there.
Conversation. No, I want to go to bed.
I'm serious. Like this, the coffee shop across the street is as big as a closet. It's Stadler Building.
Okay,
and it's you know, local guy owns it, and it's phenomenal. First of all, the coffee is phenomenal, but the conversation in there is unbelievable.
Well, I just wonder, have you figured out how to make coffee yet?
Yeah, I figured it out.
Is there going to be coffee grounds all over the?
I don't. I guess we're going to find out.
/ floor.
We'll find out.
Are we going to have to call in the hazmat crew to clean up after you?
You know, are you going to drink some of this coffee after I make it or no?
Probably not.
I am going to have a cup, especially because you made it.
I mean, it's really not that hard. You put the paper thing in, you throw the coffee in, but it's just weird because it's like this industrial grade pot. And so I'm like trying to figure this out. Like, we've got a really nice coffee maker at home. My wife, bless her soul, bought us a really like this. It does a little Keurig on one side, then it does, you can do cappuccinos.
Probably should have brought it with you this morning.
No.
Would have made the process a lot easier.
It's got a little steamer on the side, man. It's awesome. I love this
thing. Things are going well for the Basque.
No, not really. I mean,
congratulations on all your success.
It's just weird. I never drank coffee until I started doing this crazy life that I started living here at the radio station 13 years ago.
I'm just checking on you. I was concerned.
Well, it's okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Will you, Mitch, have a cup of coffee? Do you drink coffee at all?
I don't typically drink coffee, but if it's that good, if you're convincing me it's that good, I might try it.
I mean, it's only as good as the grounds.
Actually, I kind of think Mitch should taste test it first just to be safe
We should have you because there's nothing
Daryl's
better.
Daryl's already high strung. I don't know that we need Daryl on coffee.
Red Bull Rider does not exactly make me feel like this show will calm down at all throughout the day. So,
just had to poke the bear.
Can we do this?
All right, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. He works his butt off to put this together.
It's all good. Donovan Mitchell made the All-Star game last night, but that wasn't even the topic. The topic was Kenny Atkinson in his first season as Cavs head coach being named one of the four coaches in the upcoming All-Star games. I printed out this whole thing for you guys, this whole format, the All-Star game this year, that we still haven't grasped.
Golf clap for Kenny.
Yeah, I'm excited. He's earned it. Come on. Are you serious?
It's going to be him and an assistant coach.
All right, so do we know who the other coaches are, too?
We do not. But we know that it's going to be Mark Daigneault for Oklahoma City on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. And we know Candace Parker's a general manager. She's the Rising Stars team
that's going to be the fourth team.
Essentially, let's just make sure everybody's on board with what's going on here, right? So you got three teams that are guys that have been in the league more than 2 years, right? And then everything else is the Rising Stars team.
Correct.
All right.
Something like that.
I'm at the point now. I know the All-Star games are for the fans, and I think they're. I don't know why, but I used to appreciate him a lot more when I was younger.
This is dumb, by the way.
I think all of this All-Star stuff is dumb.
Yeah. So there's a semifinal. Two teams meet in one semifinal. The remaining two teams meet in the other semifinal. The winning team from game one, game two, face each other in championship. For each game, the winner will be the first team to reach or surpass 40 points. So we're talking about seven-minute games?
Okay, so... Mitch was nice enough to print off for us this morning the new format for the All-Star.
Yeah.
It's 5 pages deep. If I need to read 5 pages...
I only printed two.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if I need to read 5 pages about your stupid All-Star format, you're doing it wrong.
Have you looked at the Pro Bowl format yet?
Yes, I have, and I detest that as well.
I don't know if there's another way to do this or make it right.
Yeah, it's called Don't Play the Game. Congratulations, you're an All-Star. Here's your bonus, and we go on with our lives.
Hey, now you're an All-Star. Get your game on.
Something like
Let's
that.
Let's play. Something like that. All right.
Let's not play, basically.
Yeah.
What else is going on last night? Basically, we had a number of topics, including in baseball. Obviously, they had the Hall of Famers, CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner, Ichiro, talking in a press conference yesterday. Ichiro says he wants to meet with the one Hall of Fame voter who did not have him on the ballot. This is via translator.
I was able to receive many votes from the writers and grateful for them. But there was one writer that I wasn't able to get a vote from. I would like to invite him over to our to my house. We'll have a drink together and we'll have a good chat.
Okay, first of all, that's not what Ichiro really said.
What did, did you do it before translation?
I'm convinced listening to the reaction, that is not, that is the cleaned up version of what Ichiro said.
Let me hit this.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell me you wouldn't want
Cover
that.
Myself.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think I want the translator as a bodyguard, though, don't you?
He had a very like gruff sounding voice. Yeah.
Oh, man. There are just things you do not want to know, and you need to get out of town quickly. Grab your family and go, and we'll pretend this never happened. Right? That's the guy you want right there.
Listen, what a great voice. Muscle for something.
Oh,
yeah.
He totally sounds like Muscle.
Listen, if I'm a vote away from unanimous selection, I'm not inviting the dude who didn't vote for me for coffee. I'm wanting to, you know, send him in the next
week. Well, depends
if
you're in the Statler building.
Yeah. Or, you know, if Baskin's making it.
You and your silly coffee. Listen, I from what I'm hearing, it's one guy from New York. And
big shock.
Yeah, I don't know if this is reckless speculation or not, but I was talking to somebody who actually has a vote, and they were telling me that it was one guy from New York, and it had something to do, I can't even remember what he said. It had something to do with somebody who wasn't unanimous.
Yankee that didn't get in?
Yeah, yeah. Mariano Rivera,
yeah.
Right? Mariano Rivera was so
the only unanimous vote. Yep.
I think he didn't want another Yankee to be unanimous.
Because Ichiro was a Yankee for a few seasons.
Yeah, so come on now. Seriously. If you're in the Hall of Fame, I can't stand the baseball
Hall writers gone amok again.
Well, it's not. I don't. There's an arrogance to, and I talked about this the other day, but there's an arrogance to New York baseball writers. Like, spend any time on the road, like they think they own the room, they think they make the rules, they think they're the keepers of the game
the
itself.
The Holy Grail.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. I'm sure there are plenty of good New York baseball writers, but. I get there is a level of arrogance when you walk in. Oh, thank you very much.
Jeff Thomas is the hero of the day. He just walked in with the sacred pot or whatever the heck that is of coffee.
The coffee, yes.
Watching Andy try to work the coffee, he's like watching my mom work a VCR. Highlight of my morning.
Am I doing this right?
Am I pressing the right button? What is going? Is it coming out correctly?
It is weird though. Every time you look at a digital clock, you think it's noon.
I do
all the time. Did it smell good at least? Did you have a cup?
Smells like coffee.
All right. Teen spirit.
If he's smart, he's not going to touch it until someone else does, though.
I'll have it. I'm ready to fire a cup here.
Once I finish my homebrew, I'm going to have
it. Oh, yeah.
All right. So this other story came from the NFL yesterday.
Let's try this stuff, man. It'll put some air on your chest.
I'll make sure to do so during the break.
All right. Let's go.
Yesterday, we had the story that, Trent Baalke was ousted as the Jaguars general manager. And that may be the catalyst for why Liam Cohen, according to reports, may now be changing his mind on returning to Tampa Bay and taking the head coaching job for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Initial reports said that Cohen was going to return to Tampa Bay as the highest paid defensive coordinator in the league. And now it seems like, you know, once the trash has been taken out, the house may smell a little bit cleaner now in Jacksonville.
I guess so. You think we got problems here? Jacksonville has problems, right?
Yeah, you know what? I will give the Browns credit. They're not as dumpster fiery as they used to be. Like, the team is back to being terrible, but it's not a three-ring circus.
Their dumpster fire is more of a controlled burn?
Yes, something like that.
And with better weather. I mean, they got a pool in their stadium,
but,
right?
We'll
have a pool in the new dome, won't we?
Of course. Why wouldn't they have a pool in the new dome?
I agree. There is an ice rink outside, right? There's going to be an ice rink. I saw original plans at an ice rink.
It was in the plans,
Daryl. You're not. This isn't state secrets.
It's in the rendering.
We've seen it. Yeah, I think it's awesome. I might be the only. I'm like, people are looking at it. They're like, I don't want a dome. Nah, I'm not paying for this.
Baskin's going to start kissing up now because he wants the rink to be named for him.
Oh, I'm totally down with that. That'd be cool.
I just don't want to rink I'm not going to use the rink because last time I was on a skating rink, I fell on my face.
How do you fall on your face?
Well, that's a long conversation in the break, Mitch.
Absolutely. Was that on a date?
It was. I've talked about it on the air before there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Do you know what rank
did
it was?
Did you get a second date?
I do. That was the second date.
Oh, did you get a third date?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't
did
skate?
She at least help you up?
I helped myself up.
Okay.
Because I'm a man.
What rank were you at, just by the way?
The one in Cuyahoga Falls. You know the one?
Oh, it's an outdoor rink, isn't it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of these outdoor rinks.
All right,
I'm a high-fluting indoor rink guy.
That's beneath you now.
Oh, that's true. Give me that Zamboni smell, baby.
Bravo to ShotKan, though, for cleaning it up in Jacksonville.
Absolutely. But then again, he's hired a guy that has never been a head coach before.
So really quickly, going over to the world of tennis, last night in the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic and Alexander Zverev were fighting for a final spot. Djokovic retired after the first set due to an injury, and there was some boos from the Aussie crowd, and Zverev even actually came to Joker's defense afterwards.
Did he fall on his face?
He said this.
Please, guys, don't boo a player when he goes out with injury. I know that everybody paid for tickets and everybody wants to see, hopefully, a great five-set match and everything, but Novak Djokovic is somebody that has given this sport for the past 20 years absolutely everything of his life. He has won this turn with an abdominal tear. He has won this turn with a hamstring tear. If he cannot continue a tennis match, it really means that he cannot continue a tennis match. So please, be respectful and really show some love for Novak as well.
This isn't Cleveland. It's the only thing he didn't say in there. That was pretty cool, though, don't you think?
Well, everything but the this isn't Cleveland thing.
He didn't say that part?
No.
Said,
I'm actually glad
Melbourne,
he didn't.
You're not in Cleveland.
Where's Sam Weiss when you need him?
Yeah.
Zverev will be moving on to the final. He'll be facing Jannik Sinner, who took down Shelton in straight sets earlier this morning. We almost had two Americans in the in both the men's and the women's final because Madison Keys won yesterday. And
are
also,
you down with tennis? Are you?
A little bit, especially when it comes to the majors. Like once Federer retired, I kind of did lose a little bit of interest. But if it's Joker, if it's like that Carlos Alcaraz has gotten really good, who Djokovic just beat, then I'm kind of interested.
Hey, Mitch,
there.
Almost only counts in horseshoes. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. And then finally, really quickly, Ohio State women. Shout out to them, man. Coming back from double digits last night. That was a top 15 matchup last night. They beat number 8 Maryland in Columbus by the score of 74-66. Had a huge rally in the second half. The Buckeye women are 18-1 on the season. That's it for about last night.
Good story. Good stuff. Man, now I feel like I'm up to speed. Everyone feels like they're up to speed.